you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, this is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, infrastructure correspondent for KPCC and LAist.com. On hot, dry, and windy days, large utilities have been cutting power to thousands of homes to keep their lines from starting fires. That's because some of California's most destructive recent fires were sparked by electrical equipment in high winds. But in Southern California Edison territory, residents of rural Acton had had enough of the repeated outages, and they pushed back. Here, I tell their story. On hot, dry, and windy days, Southern California Edison has been cutting the power to thousands of homes to keep its lines from starting fires. But residents of rural Acton have had enough of the repeated outages and are pushing back. I'm Sharon McNary. Thanksgiving 2020 was forecast to be windy, with gusts strong enough to send tree branches flying into power lines, sparking fires. That's why, early Thanksgiving morning, Southern California Edison cut the power to rural Acton in northern LA County and in dozens of other communities.
We have no power, and people are trying to have a Thanksgiving, and you're just trying to be thankful for what you have. And a little difficult when you're hunkered down in your house.
That's Jeremiah Owen, president of the Acton Town Council. As we toured the area, he said that when the power is out in Acton, it's nearly unlivable. Many houses use electric pumps to get water from their wells, so no power means no water. And when the backup batteries on cell phone towers run down, people are cut off from the news and each other. That happened during a fire in 2019.
We had a lot of residents that had no idea what was going on, whether the fire was headed our way, away from us.
The Thanksgiving outage lasted 3 days. Acton residents had had enough.
So that really kind of set the stage for us getting involved.
When they discovered the California Public Utilities Commission was investigating Edison's public safety power shutoffs, the Acton Town Council decided to become an official party to the proceeding. That was kind of an equalizer move because now the volunteer elected council could ask the giant utility questions and insist on answers more detailed than what Edison had put into its public reports. Residents had suspected that Edison was cutting power during moderate winds because of fears that aging equipment couldn't handle more. The company handed over documents which seemed to confirm this on a network of power lines named the Shovel Circuit.
We have discovery responses from Edison that states categorically they cut power on the Shovel Circuit at lower wind speeds because their concern was that the equipment would sustain mechanical failure at higher wind speeds.
To Councilmember Jackie Ayer, that potential for mechanical failure was represented by the number of P2s on Acton's power circuits. That's equipment that's nearing the end of its useful life.
Hundreds of structures are high P2, which means they're high chance of failing within 6 months to a year, and in high winds, 6 months.
And in a high fire risk zone like Acton, Edison is required to fix or replace those P2s within 6 months. So was Edison cutting power because its equipment could not withstand even moderate wind speeds? And why did it have so much equipment rated P2? Edison's Eric Takayesu, who oversees public safety power shutoffs, said the company was not behind on repairs, and it was doing more inspections, so it was finding more flaws.
It varies depending on, you know, how much inspection we've done, so some circuits will have more than others.
Edison's inspections used to be every 3 to 5 years, but after recent fires, they now happen every year. But Takayesu said they do factor in the number of P2s when deciding whose power to cut. They also look at wind speeds, the potential for sudden gusts, and the company's own fire potential index, which predicts how fast and far a fire might spread. Ayer says this information has given them insight into Edison's decisions, but she wishes the company had been more transparent all along.
What I'm disappointed by is that we have to go through this discovery process to get the details when they really should be reported in the reports.
And the pushback may have brought results. As we drive along, Owen points to trucks and workers along the road.
And actually, you can see here, here's Edison there. They're actually doing some remedial work, it looks like, on these poles.
Linemen were replacing the bare metal power lines with composite-covered wire, which is less likely to start fires. Edison had already announced a multi-year plan to do this, but it accelerated the work in Acton and 72 other areas, aiming to finish in October. Edison says that should drop the frequency of outages way down, just as the fire season's most dangerous winds kick in. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Sharon McNary.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.